there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. I consider myself kind of a creative, crafty person. I like to sew and do needlepoint and crochet. So I love meeting a young person who embraces their crafty talents and shares them with others. Lucy B. from Nashville had an idea to make a homemade blanket for a friend as a birthday gift when she was only 8 years old. That thoughtful gift turned into an effort called Lucy's Love Blankets, which provides handmade blankets for children going through an illness, a divorce in their family, or the loss of a loved one. Basically, anyone needing a little extra love. Welcome back, everybody. I am delighted to introduce you to my new friend, Lucy. She is going to tell us all about this fantastic project she started called Lucy's Love Blankets. Hey, Lucy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining me today. So tell me a little bit more about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, what grade you're in, where you live, all those good things, as much as you want to share, and then take us back to the very beginning and tell us all about Lucy's Love Blankets.
Okay. My name is Lucy Blaylock. I'm 15 years old. I go to Gallatin High School. It's kind of like around Nashville, Tennessee. I play soccer and I sing. Every now and then I sing. Yeah, I have 8 siblings.
Wow. Yeah. Where do you fall in the 8?
I'm the youngest.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So how old is your oldest sibling?
My oldest sibling, it's a blended family, but he's 32.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah. That's a whole other story, right? I actually am not from a blended family, but my oldest, we're only 4. I'm the youngest of 4. And my brother is 20 years older than me too. So
Wow.
I know. So we have that in common. It's sort of like 2 different families, you know? So tell us all about Lucy's Love Blankets. When did it start? What's it all about?
It started when I was in 2nd grade. I was 8 years old and my friend's birthday was coming up and I was like, I really want to make her a present that's homemade because I just think those are more heartfelt. And so I asked my mom, I was like, what can we do to make her something? And my mom had the brilliant idea to make a blanket because it's easy. It's just straight lines and you don't have to be some complicated, amazing sewer. And so we figured out how to do it and it was pretty easy. And then we decided to make a little, we took felt and cut out a heart and embroidered my name on it. So that way she just knows like, oh, Lucy always loves me. It just adds it, makes it a little more personal. And so we made that for her and she just loved it. And so we started making them for all of my friends when their birthdays came around. My mom was like, oh, we should do a giveaway on Instagram and just like, just for fun. And so 16 nominations came in and they were all so sweet and I couldn't pick one. And I was like, Mom, we just have to do them all. Like, I could not pick. So we ended up making 16 of them and then nominations just kind of kept coming in and we just never turned one down.
So a nomination means like if I have a friend who's going through a tough time, I could nominate them and send that to you and you would make them a blanket and send it to them. That's really sweet. And so tell me more about the nominations. Like where do they come from? How far away? And it's all on social media, right?
Mm-hmm. People will DM us via Instagram, Facebook. If they're personal, they'll text or they just find a way to contact us typically. Instagram or
and
Facebook.
And then you ship the blanket to them wherever they are?
Mm-hmm. Just wherever the kid is. Or...
Wow. And where, and are you doing any fundraising to pay for all of this? I mean, all the materials that you need to make the blankets and the shipping and all that good stuff?
Well, we'll make posts when it's starting to get near shipping time. And that's when typically a lot of people donate just for shipping costs. But we've gotten like big donations before that have helped provide for fabric and sewing machines and thread and all of it.
And go back a little bit further for me. When did you learn how to sew on a sewing machine? It's kind of an unusual thing for a young person to know how to do. I actually know how to sew, and my mom taught me, and because I do it, my daughter does it. But tell me more about that. How old were you when you learned how to use the sewing machine?
I think I learned when we made her the blanket, just because I was like, oh, it's new, and I want to try it. And then I just learned quick, I guess.
Right. Right. Well, as you said, if it's a straight line, if it's not super complicated, right, like you're not making a hem or just a sleeve or something, and your mom sews, obviously you have a sewing machine at home. Yeah, that's amazing. Have you thought about getting donations from like Joann's Fabrics or one of those major corporations? Have they gotten wind of this? It feels like something that if they heard about you, I bet they would donate some fabric and stuff.
I don't think we've ever thought about that before. I don't ever really think about the money just because I don't see that part of it. That's just mainly my mom. So I've never really thought about that, but that could be cool.
Look, you're doing such a nice thing. And I would imagine that a lot of these blankets are, you know, people who are being nominated or maybe people who are sick or who are grieving or other things. You know, it's just a really nice thing. And I think corporations sometimes like to donate and support projects like that that make them look good too, right? Like they're not just there to make money. So tell me where's the furthest nomination you've ever gotten from around the world?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. We sent them to 361 countries.
So wow.
I'm not quite sure where the farthest would be.
Well, 361 countries is quite a lot. So that's amazing. And again, this is all through Instagram and people hear about you and then it kind of just grows like that. That's incredible. So when do you have time to make the blankets? Like if you got a lot of nominations, I mean, you never turn anybody down, or do you have to because of time constraints? No?
No, it does get time consuming. I'm a teenager. I'm in hard classes at school. I have hobbies. So sometimes it does take some time to get them the blanket just because I'm busy. But
right.
Like I try to prioritize it, and sometimes it gets to the point it's just we have to prioritize who's in the most urgent need of it. Like if someone has a critical condition that they're going to die soon, that if they were just nominated, they have to come first before other ones.
Of course. And so do you find that most of the people that are being nominated are people that are sick or going through a tough time like that? Or do you have, like you started just to make it for your friend who, you know, was well, and you just wanted to show her that you loved her. But do you find that that's really kind of what it's taken on is blankets for folks who need them because they're sick or dealing with a tough situation?
Typically, yes. Most of them are just because I think people just automatically think of, oh, who's going to need this most? And so they'll send but I have sent them to kids who maybe just are really kind people and who deserve to be loved too. I've sent them to them. I've sent them to all sorts of kids with illnesses and mental just struggles, or a lot of them just tough times that they're going through.
Absolutely. Or being in foster care or being adopted, or, you know, there's so many different types of people who could use a little extra love. And this blanket is kind of a symbol of that. So tell me, have you experienced any challenges or obstacles in this other than having like a big pile of blankets that you need to make and not having a lot of time?
I think sometimes we can't get a blanket to someone in time, as in they pass away before we can get it to them. That's really hard for us just because we feel we let them down.
Right. Well, you're doing a wonderful and nice thing and you're doing the best you can, right? And people should understand that. Yeah, no, I can see that as being kind of a big challenge. So where do you see this kind of going? I mean, I've seen some photographs. It seems like you've made a lot of blankets. Do you have a sense of how many blankets you've made?
We've made 1,252 blankets.
Okay, that's kind of a lot. And do you think you'll keep doing this through high school and into college? I mean, you could see this kind of, and as you pointed out, the more press that you get, the more nominations you'll get, and it might start to overwhelm a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I plan on doing it throughout high school. I just don't know what it looks like for after that, because then what do I do when I get to college?
Right, exactly. It would be tough. Right, right. And are they fleece? Do you use like different pattern fabrics and stuff? Are they sort of all different colors? I mean, obviously people can't ask you for a specific color or something, but do you try and make them kind of whimsical or colorful, or how do you make them? What kind of fabric do you use?
We use flannel, but we make it two-sided, and a lot of the times people will send us like what the kid might like. When we're picking out the fabric for someone's blanket, we try to use what we know about them to try to customize it to what their liking is.
So nice. No, I'm sure it's just such a lovely thing to get in the mail. And again, with the heart and everything, do you include a note or anything? So how would someone know if someone nominated me to get one and I, and it came in the mail, would it have a little note that told me who sent it? Who nominated me?
No.
Interesting. Okay.
But we do have a little poem. It says, "I have lots of love I'd like to share, so I made you a blanket to show I care. When you're feeling down and lonely at night, just look at this blanket and snuggle it tight. Whether you're happy or sad or just feeling blue, I hope this reminds you that someone loves you."
Oh.
And then
great.
It says, "You can find us on Facebook or Instagram." So I think that's probably... A lot of them, I think, probably like after it's shipped, the person that nominated them tells them, but.
Right. But isn't it sort of a fun idea to think, too, like if someone's going through a tough time and it just comes in the mail as like a big surprise and they don't know that it's coming and almost, you know, who sent it, that almost makes it even a little more magical and special. That's amazing. So do you, is there sort of a GoFundMe or a thing on your website where people can just donate if they wanted to help with the different costs? Is that, and I want you to, at the end, I want you to tell everybody where they can learn more and find you on social media and stuff. But is that kind of how it is? It's just sort of open GoFundMe or whatever to collect donations?
We use PayPal and Venmo that are linked on our Facebook and Instagram.
Right. So this is amazing. I just love that it's just this wonderful little kind of warm hug that you can create for a person. You know, I think that's
Thank
a really
you.
Special thing, especially when someone's not feeling well or they're sick or they're lonely. You know, my mom passed away a few years ago. She used to make baby blankets and it was just something to keep her hands busy. But I will tell you that I have friends, my kids, my oldest kid is 23 years old, and I have friends whose kids are in their 20s and they still sleep with them, the blanket that my mother made. So there is something kind of special about a blanket, even as it gets like sort of old and worn, like it's there's a comfort there because you associate it with the person who sent it to you. So I think that's really a special project. Well, Lucy, why don't you tell everybody where they can follow your Facebook, your Instagram, all those good things, and then hopefully people can reach out and maybe donate.
We have Facebook and Instagram, and it's just Lucy's Love Blankets.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for telling me the story, Lucy. I can't wait to share it with everybody. It's such a sweet, wonderful project, and good luck to you fulfilling all of those orders.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.